one Josie. I'm not playing with you, I'm not joking. My thought of mom is loaded. Me a king for go, but I'm on Molly. I'm on duty, but I'm on Loki. They won't do me, they won't do me. They won't do me, but they won't do me. When you won't want me, when you won't want me. I'm in San Francisco, Jami. When you won't want me, when you won't want me. I just flew in from Miami. Peru, para.
Like this, for your love, I didn't lose my senses. Fight boy like me, don't call me cheap, girl. I work for this, girl. I work for this, and I promise you, I will find someone, someone new. Making up on me, what out? Making up on me, put down for breast and sweat. If I do you bad. But we pass now, don't call me one time. Down for breast and sweat. But we pass, but we pass now. Don't call me
problem, you know the feeling. Make you try to enjoy, but I like you know the feeling. Make you try to enjoy. kata uru uru no de finish. Biggie try de enjoy. Problem me no de finish. Biggie try de enjoy. Problem me no de finish. Biggie try de enjoy. Violin no de finish. Biggie try de enjoy. Kata kata uru uru no de finish. Biggie try de enjoy. Problem me no de finish. So Biggie try de enjoy.
Make we dance like boo.
Come they move like a disco. One lick in my lolata. Happy boss, happy actor. So they fuck me ballon up. Oh yeah, come take a picture. Run right on your young by ya. Oh yeah, follow my instruction. Smoke cannabis. Doctors say make a pop on a this. Make me feel like say I'm an addict. Come in some kind melodies. I'm a messy self, no two pass a this. So many things inside of my jeans. Slide down the beatings, the beatings. Like LMS. Come they move like a disco. One nick in my lolata. Happy boys, happy actor. So never give me ball under. But yeah, come take a picture. Rap, rap,
me a say, man, DJ Police representative, my brother, DJ Bobby Payne. You know, the girl, I'm saying, they want you to stick to them like all the need to stick to the VN. Some of them are barefoot, some of them are tech bus, some of them are tech train. Oh, it's a musical train. Yo, Bobby Payne, you know, you're the girl, let me and Payne, dog.
What time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
Yes, 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 yes. You listen, you know the tribe here is always keeping it hot, but this is another segment of Kaya's Jambalaya, and I'm bringing it to you hot this morning. Pull up your chair, because you're going to want to hear this. Oh my gosh, didn't they say that's what Drake said? You're going to want to hear this. This is terrible. Let me find out that I'm a light-skinned one. Oh, Lord. I tan often, though, so don't come for me.
I did share the memes. You guys check out the Empower Hour page on Facebook. I shared a bunch of memes on there.
Crazy. So let's jump into right now, because I feel like in this holiday season, y'all need not get caught up with these different brands and stuff. Buy y'all children some packages to go to Nemesis, buy your children some packages to go shoot some laser tag. Don't be buying these kids these name brand clothing right now. Y'all don't know what's going on up in these brands, but Balenciaga is under some fire right now because their last ad campaign for the holiday season was pictured with a child holding a BDSM clad teddy bear.
Now, for those who don't know, what's BDSM?
BDSM is sadomasochism. It has on, yeah, whips and chains.
Okay, so for those who like you kind of kinky in the bedroom.
So why would we be exposing children to this? Well, let's get into what's really happening. not just is the child holding this teddy bear, posing and jumping on furniture with this teddy bear, but the court document in the ad, there's a court document in the ad, and it actually shows a court document that was to strike down any movements against child pornography. Mm-hmm. And the clause was called Free Speech Coalition versus Ashcroft. And you can look that up. Mm-hmm. Now, not just in the scenes with the child, but in the other part where there's some grown ladies inside in the pictures, in the background, there's a book that actually gears towards the same people. So Michael Boramus, Fire from the Sun, apparently this book is a book that talks about pretty much toddlers being engaged in playful but mysterious acts with their sinister overtones and insinuations of violence. So this book is a book that's actually talking about doing stuff to bad stuff to children. And in the background, this book is featured in this same Balenciaga campaign. So there looks like appears to be a woman dressed in black in a boardroom. So she must be the one taking care of business, right? When it comes to these kids. Listen, y'all, I'm only going to say this once, and I have to come back to Kanye, because Kanye did say, watch out for these people. And when I got the clipping from you the other day, P, I went and I looked at it, and I'm like, you know what? This man knew it the entire time. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what happens, right? You keep your mouth shut until it falls on you. And sometimes right. That's just how it goes. So I don't care how crazy they say Kanye is or how crazy he may look. I'm listening to Kanye now, and I think y'all should too. Mm. In other news, August Alsina is striking up some controversy in the media right now. And he went on a TV show to bring on a young man in the end, where he says, this is the person who's been teaching me more about love. And then he brings out a young man. Mm-hmm. And he hugs the young man. And a lot of people have been going through it like, oh my goodness, August Alsina is professing his love for a boy. And just pretty much talking about how beautiful the young man is. Now, obviously they're insinuating that he may be gay, but the gag is, I think, now you know I have to do my little predictions and stuff like that, right? You know, I yes. always throw my own little. So I want to go back to one of August Alsina's first videos, and he had some family members in it. And I think this boy is his brother. And I think he set the people up. So he's talking about, I want to just show you the young man who's, you know, who I was with, or the person who's responsible for teaching me to love and this. And I think it's his little brother. And so when the guy walks in, it's not like they kiss or anything like that. He says, give me a hug. So he hugs him and he smiles in his face, big. But the way he smiles at him is kind of like how a big brother teases a little brother, hug me and give him a big cheesy smile. Well, I'm feeling like this is his brother. So let's look out for news on that, because the people are out here tripping on our August. Did we speak about Trey Songz last week? We got some news.
We did not.
So I'm going to tie these two things together. Y'all know that Trey Songz has been brought up on many allegations at this point for being aggressive with women, sexually aggressive with women. And Keke Palmer is actually the young lady who actually was one of the first people to oust him that actually made it to mainstream. She might not have been the first person to say that he was this type of guy, but she actually was one of the first in Hollywood to come out against him. It didn't do well for her career, obviously. They tried to blackball her after that, but Keke is pregnant right now and about to have her first child, so congratulations to her. But we want to say thank you to this sister, and sorry for those of us who didn't believe you and who made you pretty much the martyr to this situation, because this young lady said that he was aggressive and people were telling her that she shouldn't have said anything. She should have just shut up. Well, Trey Songz is accused of brutalizing a woman in a New York City bowling alley. So this is out in front of everybody, where he allegedly punched her in the face repeatedly and dragged her by her hair.
Wow.
Send him to jail. I don't care. I'm so tired of this. I'm tired of hearing. And you know what? Maybe after that, you go back into the industry and get you a little bit more money. But for the meantime, I think he should go to jail. Like, I'm going to tell you something. They have blackballed Chris Brown for the incident with Rihanna for so many years. And Chris Brown is still receiving backlash, where Kelly Rowland was actually booed at an award show the other day for accepting Chris Brown's award and saying that she loves him. And now the internet is going crazy because it's like, you're not even allowed to say that you like Chris Brown. And y'all will listen to music and buy his music. And obviously, you know what? I guess they learned their lesson with R. Kelly, right? Because if you stop them from using the music, these record label execs, they don't eat off the money, off the music anymore. True. So they don't want their artists blacklisted out there. They don't want them blackballed. So they're still going to use Chris Brown. They're keeping Chris Brown incredibly high. Every time I see this young brother, he looks like somebody needs to go and take care of him. But they keep the music going because they want their money. I don't really know what the industry is doing anymore, but I know that Chris Brown's charges happened a long time ago. God bless you. But and I think now he should be free of that because he did his time. However, Trey Songz, we're going to have to look into Trey Songz because he has several allegations and we need to get into it. Chris Brown only has one. And the rest of them we know were ended up being fake. So let's just start there. So
we need to really start G-checking these people. You know? It's like it is, and it's a shame. Like it's because that kind of culture, like you got these knucklehead youths that are seeing this and thinking it's okay to be putting their hands on women and stuff like that. And it's really not. And it's like, anyways, it goes back to my wishing that we had more street justice. I'm sorry to say it like that, but I just feel like we need more big brothers in these streets that are just going check mans and be like, yo, this is not how you get down. You know what I mean? Like, and I just say that because I feel that would be more of a lesson that you could learn, rectify, and do better than going to jail. You go to jail, it's not solving anything. It's not helping anything. You're coming back out. You're not reformed. Let a group of brothers show up at your apartment and whoop your ass and tell you, yo, bro, don't make us come back, please. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? You guys know that I'm not into the jail thing, but I just feel like at this point, this is the method that you all are using. So I just feel like, listen, he's not exempt. Yeah, he got to keep his hands off of women. So I hope that Trey Songz goes and gets him some help and fixes his situation. You guys know I've been bringing Safari onto the scene a little bit. My Jamaican brother is out here in need of some good black male friends that can lead him in the right direction. I don't know what Safari did to botch the books, but in the end of a nasty divorce battle, Safari ends up having to pay Erica Mena a measly $4,000 a month to raise her children.
Oh, wow. How did he get away with that?
I don't know what he did to the books, but somebody cooked the books and it made it that he only ends up paying $4,000 a month for his children.
He's like, now, I'm broke. I'm struggling. I'm barely eating. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. Well, on the reunion of Love and Hop, Living the Hip Hop Atlanta, Erica Mena told it all in front of everyone, and Safari was speechless, which is rare for the street rapper. I don't understand what's going on with Safari or who his management is, but they need to speak to this brother and get him together because he is looking like one big statistic, and I am over him. Like, brother, you gotta take care of your kids. I don't care what the courts say. Why you got this girl out here crying like that? Lord have mercy. Now, Erica Mena has never been the nicest girl. But if you go and actually look at the reunion and look how Erica Mena has withered away, she is so skinny that they put bronzer on all over her in order to make her look like chiseled. But Erica Mena has lost so much weight that I am worried about this lady. Somebody get Safari together, please, because this brother has become a real disappointment as far as I'm concerned. I can't take it. I don't even want to look at his face.
Damn. I don't even
face. Like, I'm there with it right now.
Okay. No. I'm definitely I gotta look into this. So this is Erica Mena. And so this is under the Atlanta reunion, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm pulling it up. Don't worry, listeners. I'm gonna pull up a clip and try to put it on our and put it on our page for you guys too, because I think it's worth checking that out. God damn it. Yeah, but again, these brothers need to come correct, yo.
Well, child, Kylie Jenner. You know, the Kardashians are always in the mix doing something. Mm-hmm. And they have done an Elizabethan style or old English style Thanksgiving. And they have them all dressed up in clothing, in like royal clothing, and their pictures are all over the walls. But I don't know if I'm really feeling this. It looks like a colonizer's Thanksgiving, and I am shocked.
Oh, I gotta see this.
The pens that they use look like pens that I've seen them in representations of the quote unquote slave movies that the slaves carrying out to feed white folks. And I am tripping at the visuals. But it looks like after dinner, they'll chase a black man through the woods for sport.
Hold on. This is, give me the name of it again. This is the Kardashians doing what?
I am sending it to you right now on your Instagram. I am flabbergasted. So it's a Kardashian Jenner old English Thanksgiving. But if you see this photo shoot and the how the food is placed on the table, you could just see, I'm like, what are we looking at here? I'm frightened.
Okay. Yeah, yo, they're just showing you what time it is, Kaya. Come on. They're just showing you what time it is.
I just don't understand why anyone would find that old English something, that part of the culture, something to romanticize. Mm-hmm. Because they are doing it like cosplay, but we were kidnapped and raped and pillaged by these people.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. So I don't know. I don't get it. But they have Corey, who is the mother's boyfriend, in one of the pictures too. And he looks like one of the only black people on the wall. I am frightened. The people want to know what the hell was Corey thinking, even posing for these pictures. I am over it right now. But I guess that this is the way that, you know, people show them their true selves. And this is what I really, really think. So when you get a chance, make sure you take a look at this photo shoot of sorts that they've done. I'm appalled. I don't care. Mm-hmm. We talked about Larsa Pippen actually dating Michael Jordan's son. So Larsa Pippen actually receives a share of Scottie Pippen's NBA pension as part of a divorce settlement, which is crazy because she just got all the money to be able to go and hang out with these young boys. I don't know what's really going on, but Larsa, shout out to you, sis. I don't know. You always get the bag. I don't know how you do it. I'm frightened, though. Show me how. Teach me your ways, sis. I'm actually not angry. I don't understand it. And you know what? I guess people just dislike what they don't understand. So I'm just going to keep it real and say it. Larsa Pippen, I am calling you into action to come and teach us your ways, because I'm frightened in real life. Father God.
Well, it seems like she's winning. Yeah, but no, I don't want to talk on love, you know. Maybe things are happening. Maybe there's love in the, I don't know, Kaya. I don't know. I don't want to judge anybody. Things are, you know, but she's winning. That's all I could say. She's winning. She got a young man. That's what it is.
So I had a question for everybody, but as we know, Tammy T was out today, and Gina had to leave early, and I slept in. So it's just me and you, Pete. American Thanksgiving is this weekend, and so let's get into this a little bit, because I just want to ask you your opinion. So on Thanksgiving, if your family starts arguing on Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
what are they arguing about?
If my family starts arguing Thanksgiving, it's going to be about some business oriented. That's all we really, if we're going to argue about something, it was like, yo, that last investment didn't do this. Like, yo, we should have put more time together on this. Where you at with this project? You said it was only going to take 2 months. It's taking you like 6. You're whack. Like that's those are the arguments that we get into around our table. But nothing. That's it. What are the arguments about you, Kaya?
So at my house, one of the arguments we're gonna have is, who cut the baked macaroni and cheese all zigzag? Why would y'all cut them slices like that? That looks so ugly. Why would y'all cut the big old slices like that? That looks crazy. Cut them nice up.
Okay. Well, we safeguard those things, like, because we usually cut up the pieces like pre-cut, so people don't like there's nothing for the
people. Had too much to drink, a little bit too much Christmas treat, and now the baked macaroni and cheese look like somebody just took a spoon and dug it in and then took up a whole bunch of macaroni. No, cut it right properly. You got to have the straight lines inside the mac, or it's crazy. And the next argument is, oh my goodness, y'all put marshmallows on top of the candy yams?
That's an argument? Like some are down and some are not down?
So I thought y'all was going to leave half a pan. Or, oh my goodness, y'all burnt the marshmallows on top of the candy yams? So.
Okay, so all your arguments are around food, in other words.
Thanksgiving, that we gonna be like, yo, who made this? First of all, this is dry. Who made this? Oh, the gravy is over there. She said the gravy is on the stove. Shh, 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 shh. The gravy is on the stove. Don't start it up. No, she's sensitive. Shh, shh.
Right. But, okay. Yeah. Don't knock her food. She takes it personally.
Yeah. Shout out to our American counterparts who are having their. I hate to say Thanksgiving because you know what this day means, but it gives us to be together as a people. So, and really, it's about the food. So, anyone who is doing American Thanksgiving in Montreal, I'd love an invitation. And if not, I would like to see some videos of y'all online chewing your food. That works for me.
Kaya, but on that note, the one thing I did forget to bring up in terms of internet gone wild, I don't know if you've seen the clip of this woman washing her collard greens in the bathtub. You seen that? Yo, I threw up a little bit in my throat. I just have to say, I was like, yo, and to me, that's why you gotta be careful where you go eat. Like, I don't care what you're telling me. I don't care how clean your tub is. I don't want to know that you wash the food in your bathtub. I don't want to know that. Like, I don't want to. And yo, she's like, yo, her son is happy. Her son's filming her doing it. It's like, this is how you do it. If you ain't taking the time to properly wash your collard greens,
I'm gonna tell you. So I used to live in South Carolina as a youngster, and in a lot of these homes, a lot of the amenities around your home may double as something else during the holidays. Now, I've actually seen some people bleach a bathtub overnight, and then the next day keep water in it, hot water, like boiling hot water in it to sterilize it, and then use it to clean greens.
Oh, you see? Good. I'm glad you're bringing that up. All right.
I've seen you have a different perspective. Because they have like 5 or 6 buckets when you have a large family, 5 or 6 buckets of chitterlings. So chitlins, they put the chitlins inside of the bathtub and let them soak because you need a large thing. And then they put a little dish soap in it. a little something in it, because they trying to strip the membrane that's inside the chitlins. And if you do it in the kitchen, it smells bad. But if, for some reason, you can get rid of the smell easier in the bathroom. So I've seen them like bleach down a tub and do it like that and then re-clean them again. So I don't know. And these people are praised for their cooking and how good their food is. So,
well, that's it. Like, so, yeah. And but mind you, I like chitlins. If I'm not mistaken, it was that, is that pig intestines?
It is pig intestines. I eat pork over here, but once upon a time when I lived in South Carolina, I was curious. I think, and I'm gonna be honest, I think it was the white person in me, because I knew it smelled like doo-doo. But I'm like, you know, yeah, I'll taste a piece. It tasted like doo-doo. It smelled like doo-doo. It tasted like doo-doo too. So I was just, but it just tastes like barnyard doo-doo. But I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, that's straight disgusting. I'm sorry. Like, but
this
hey.
Big ass.
Yo, that, to each your own, to each your own. But yeah, I'm highly disgusted with that too. So I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna pass no judgment. I'm just saying.
I'm passing judgment. Black folks, we gotta do better. We gotta stop eating pork. And I know a lot of y'all are gonna be upset with me when you hear me say this, but I'm just gonna say it to you. Black people, stop eating pork. And if you can't stop eating pork, the least you could do is not give your children pork. Pork has a worm in it called the trichnea worm, and that worm deposits itself in your body. It uses your bloodstream to travel. It travels through your intestines, and it finds its way to attach itself to your brain. And the trichnea worm will attach itself to the part of your brain that keeps you from being as prosperous as you can be. Now, I'm not speaking about all folks, but y'all know who I am talking about, and we not supposed to eat pork. We just not.
Yeah, big shout out to the Nation of Islam. They've been talking about that for years.
So just for this holiday season, this is what time it is. Let's drop the pork. No pork on my pork for the holiday season. And yeah, big up Farrakhan. That was my season, y'all. That was my session, y'all. So y'all be blessed and highly favored. Peace.
Hey, everybody, I'm Gina the Great, a.k.a. Miss Politically Correct, a.k.a. The Devil's Advocate, a.k.a. Big Liar in Energy, and this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes.
All right, good people, it's black, that time.
Black facts. Okay.
Black facts. You didn't even let me finish my sentence this time. You know, at this point, I don't even know if we should get it right, because I think at this point, the listeners are used to it. And this is just how it's gonna have to be.
It's because last time there was a lag, so I thought I would start early. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So, Pharaoh, do you drink rum?
I do, actually. Thanks for asking.
You do? Okay. Have you ever had like Captain Morgan?
Captain Morgan, it's not one of my faves, but yeah, I have had it in the past. It's kind of spicy.
It's a spicy rum. Good. If anyone out there has Captain Morgan and any of the other three rums that I'm about to mention, throw it out.
Oh.
Here are some black facts about four Caribbean rums that were named in honor of colonizers.
Okay. Talk about it.
So Captain Morgan, the actual Captain Morgan, raped, murdered, and plundered his way through Panama, Venezuela, and other parts of the Caribbean. He was also knighted once he did his pillaging. He was knighted and appointed a knight bachelor in November 1674. And with that money that he got from being a knight, he returned to the colony of Jamaica shortly afterwards, and he served as a territory's lieutenant governor. So by 1670 by the 1670s and 1680s, Morgan, in the capacity as an owner of three large plantations, led three campaigns against the Jamaican Maroons of Juan de Serras. Morgan achieved some success against the Maroons, who withdrew further into the Blue Mountains, where they were able to stay out of reach of Morgan and his forces. So, however, Morgan failed in his attempts in either capturing the Serras or to subdue his community from runaway slaves.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was a slave owner.
Captain Morgan, off the list. Thank you. Next.
Yep. We're gonna keep that out the list. So he owned about 131 slaves, 33 of them being children. Now, I'm not gonna say that I've heard of these other ones, but maybe it's just I'm not that rum aficionado. I know a bit more about bourbons and scotch, but Admiral Rodney, One of his quotes was, "It is a folly that such a delusion should take place." Admiral Ronnie's quote on the concept of ending slavery.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Delusion.
Yes, the delusion. His petitions against ending slavery meant he was responsible for keeping slavery alive across the entire British Empire. So if you got some Admiral Rodney rum in your cabinet, we can throw that out and never buy it again.
Yeah, I'm Googling it just so I could see the picture. We're going to share it on the Empower Hour page so you guys know. Even if you don't recognize the name and you recognize the logo or the image, you'll know more fire for that brand too. And sorry, it's called what? Admiral what?
Admiral Rodney.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you. Off the list. Yes.
Père Labatt. I haven't heard that one either. No. But Père Labatt rum was named after a slave owning French priest in the Martinique.
That's a good
and he quotes, okay, yeah, fine.
Slave owner priest.
Okay. Yes, in the French Martiniques. Mm-hmm. So his quote is, "The savages, the Negroes, the lowly settlers and craftsmen are not looking for another one, and they lack self-control with this item. It is enough for them that this liquor is strong, violent, and cheap. It doesn't matter whether it's harsh or unpleasant."
Wow.
So he made the rum and made it like, you know, crappy.
Dirt trash. That's in other words, trash. Like it could be trash.
So it doesn't matter. They're savages. Yeah. It's just about getting drunk.
Yeah.
He also remarks on the scars on the backs of the enslaved as exciting the compassion of those who were not accustomed to them. But soon one gets one to them. Like, sorry, guys, this is some old English. But he was just basically watching the scars as an exciting exhibit. So the scars of the lashes, that is.
Okay. Yes. He was enjoying that. Okay.
And yes, I'm looking
at, okay. Labatt, I see right here. All right. Perfect.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the Labatt beer there, guys, but
I know, right?
It's L-A-B-A-T. Yeah. So he regarded the Negro as a natural child of the devil, a born sorcerer, an evil being wielding occult power. Wow. So that's Père Labatt.
Tell us how you really feel, brother. Tell us how you really feel.
Yes, right? And last but not least, Captain Blight, B-L-I-G-H. So he went to Tahiti to get breadfruit plants as fast food for Caribbean plantations. So to make slaves-based economies more efficient. Him and his men brought venereal diseases to the island. That was Captain Blight.
If you think about it, when you hear your West Indian parents say blight, isn't that a negative? You bring blight to this family. No, never.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard that, but that would make sense.
I really
wonder if it's rooted in that. That's mod.
Yeah. You see, it really could be. Wow. And the thing is, you see, you're saying the names. At first, I didn't recognize the names, but now as I've pulled up the images, and guys, trust me, I'm sharing these on the Empower Hour page. Don't worry, I do recognize these images. I recognize the bottles. So good. More fire for all of these. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, that was our Black Facts today. Normally, I come with some really interesting stuff, but I came across this as like, nope. Got to bring power to the people because the people got power, and I got to let you know what's up and what's in your cabinet.
On a flip side, can I just tag onto your Black Facts? Because while you're not drinking these, you could go out and support LS Cream. That is a Black owned company. Big shout out to my homeboy and his wife, Lord. I don't know why both of their names are slipping right now. And I know
Miriam. I went to school with Miriam. Yeah, we went to Vanya again. She's Steven, a Vanyanite.
Steven is her husband. Thank you. Wow. So big shout out to them and to LS Cream. You guys check it out. LS
They're
Cream.
Finally in the SAQs. In no, all the it. SAQs now.
Exactly.
They used it used to be in a couple, but it's finally announced they're in all the SAQs in Quebec. They worked real hard for that.
No, that's it's your anyways, we're gonna try to get them on the show because it's just mad props to them, mad love for them. They're doing dopeness, and those type of things need to be celebrated. So LS Cream. All right.
Yes. Go for that. That's I love that. So I'm bringing back a motivational quote of the day of the week because, you know, I need it. And it came just in time, as I said at the top of the show, you know, God's right on time. The universe hears you. And the motivational quote of the day is just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to print that and put it up there just to remember. So even I'm not gonna lie, like this morning I woke up and like, oh, I'm tired, but you know what? It's Friday, and that's a positive thought for me. So
you know, I like that, and shame on me. I don't think I've had a positive thought. Like I kind of rolled out. I didn't have like I meditated. I got up, I did my routine. But you know, it's funny you say that because again, shame on me, because I find even meditating, it's like depending on my mindset, it's like yes. I'm doing it like routinely, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm like it's like back in the day when you used to get up in the morning, just kind of say your prayers, or like even before you go to sleep, it's kind of you do it, but you're not necessarily, you know, taking the time to talking to God. Really, you're kind of going through the routine, the motion. You're on your knees, thank you God for this day, yada yada, yada, and back in your bed and whatever. So it's like I don't think I don't feel like I had a positive thought for today for the morning yet, and so I think I need to make it a point to do so.
100%. And so you know what, let's get back onto that and keep that with you every single day. Just one positive thought can change the whole course of your day, and that's just the laws of attraction as well, right? We tend to forget that. I think I forget the laws of attraction so often because you get caught up with the heaviness that's going on in the world. So I want to bring that back.
And you know, it's funny because in my head, I'm like what came to me is like, well, yo, like give thanks and I'm alive. And then a counter thought came and it was just like, yeah, but that's not a big deal. And then another counter thought, I was like, no, it really is actually just. it is something to be grateful for, like coming, like, and it's like we might look at it like, you know, however we want to see it, but really the fact that we came into life, like we don't know the challenges that we have to go through in the non-physical to be able to come into a life, right? And so to be here is already a blessing. To be here is already like we've already won, and it's just that, but we've been, you know, tricked to believe that there's so much more to accomplish once you get here. But it's like, no, being here is the prize. It's just now enjoy the fact that you're here. You know, don't let yourself get bogged down with what society tells you should be the norm and what, you know, what you should be trying to strive for and do. Just make sure you feel good in yourself, feel good in your spirit, and keep moving like that. So thanks, Regina. I am grateful to be here and grateful to be alive.
All right. Let's get it. Let's get it. I love it. Let's get right into social media gone wild. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have you heard of the Yams challenge?
No, man.
Okay. Damn,
I hate challenges.
No, calm down. Everybody calm down. This is a great one. Have you heard Masego's song Yams?
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a little bit of a listen this morning. Cool. This is a post, so hopefully it's fine. And I got it from R&B Music Tweets or R&B Music, sorry, on Instagram. So I'm going to Tank put out a challenge to put their twist on the song, right? So let's give it a play. This is Tank.
Can I get to the cat? Show me the way, so I got bills to pay. Oh, I challenge Jamie Foxx, Avery Wilson, Stevie Mackey, Mario, and Money Long. Let's go. Get to the.
So he puts out a challenge, right? And then Charlie Wilson. He wasn't in that challenge, but Charlie Wilson did a version, and my man killed it. So let's have a listen.
Charlie Wilson. Can I get to the game?
Okay. So all right, now I get the challenge. Okay, I see.
Yeah, so that's the challenge. And here's the original.
Question. Can I get to the game?
So if y'all don't know, because of course, like yesterday was American Thanksgiving. And so the challenge came out then, but I've been singing this song. Well, I heard it before, but after that, after hearing the challenge, I was just like, it's just been.
I had never heard the song before, and yeah. I find the like the sort of second one who crushed it sounded a lot like the original. Like it's like. I thought you just played the second one again. Like, I was like,
no. Okay. Well, I mean, a lot of R&B singers were inspired by Uncle Charlie, the Charlie Wilson. Like, he's definitely a GOAT. Like, and he has a very distinct sound that brings you to that good old school yum yum. You know what I mean?
Nice. But
yeah, no, because I felt it in the bones and the soul. Can I get to the yams? Come on, you didn't feel it? Well, no, I did see you feel it. You were dancing.
Yeah. It was all right. Like, it had a good thing. Would I listen to it again after this? Probably not, but you know what I mean?
I'm gonna play it as soon as we're done recording. Yep. Over and over again. And every time I see you moving forward, I'm gonna play it some more.
Okay, no, that's good. I don't mind. No, I understand. It's part of karma. I did a lot of bad things to you when you were younger, Gina. It's fine. I
understand. Yeah, 100%. But this is not even a bad thing. Anyway, yeah. Have you come across anything? Have you come across any crazy stuff?
A couple of random things. So one is it has nothing to do with internet going wild, but it was just like I'll share this clip on our page. Hopefully, I could find it. And it was a dog saving a child's life. One of those. I don't know if you've ever seen these things. It was just kind of odd. Like, so you have this little child who goes running outside in the front yard playing. And it has like this kind of, it looked like a German Shepherd, but it was gold. Like it was just I don't know what to call that kind of dog. But anyways, a what?
A golden retriever?
No, not a golden retriever. Like it looked like a German Shepherd, but it was gold. It was just whatever. But anyway, so he's playing with this dog. And then this dog gets loose from across the street. First of all, I don't know why you have this wily dog living across the street. But anyways, dog gets loose from across the street and comes charging at the child. Like you'd see the dog is looking at the child and coming for the child. And yo, the dog, the child's dog, basically, you could see the dog push the child, like really like push the child and then jump in front and attack the other dog. And it's like, yo. That is dope. Like you gotta love these animals, yo. That's why I love these animals. That's why I will always have dogs in my life, because that's what it is. Mind you, sometimes my bitches are not the most loyal to me. Where I'll be outside in the streets out at the retreat, I turn around and I'm outside by myself. All the dogs have went inside and they leave me outside in the wilderness. I'm like, these damn bitches. I go outside. I'm like, what are you guys doing in here in the warmth?
No. But they're just like, there's nothing here for us to do. You're good. We're good. We're
going outside. No threats. And you are here wilding out, taking walks, looking at the stars. But anyways, so that was one thing that I seen that was dope. But then the other thing that I thought was really important to bring up was this Balenciaga thing and them promoting child pornography. Disgusting. Okay, and again it's crazy to say because the person that brought it is that woman that her name is slipping my mind right now, that black woman that everyone loves to hate. Who?
Candace Owen.
Cool. By the look of your face, it looks like you, she's one of your best people, your favorite people too. But yeah, anyway, so that's not the point. It's not about the messenger. It's about the message. And the point is what she was bringing up was some real talk, because it's like, and that was off of, she was reporting off of another broadcast. But the whole point was Balenciaga has these ads out on social media. And it's basically, in other words, it's just depicting child pornography. It's disgusting. You guys need to see these ads and bonfire on them. But what they bring attention to is the fact that, first of all, there's no uproar. There's no backlash. There's no media. There's no let's boycott Balenciaga. No, like the same way they come for Kanye for saying random things. No one's like, yo, let's protect these children and more fire on this brand. No one's saying that. And then she even called out Kim Kardashian, who is forever in Balenciaga, and she ain't saying nothing. And then it does give leverage to what Kanye has been saying, because Kanye is like, yo, these people in these streets trying to bring my children into these child pornography rings, and now it actually seems like there's some facts to it. So
well, because I did see that, and my sister, one of my sisters came out that, because she looked into it too, but she had just seen that Kanye actually bought a bunch of Balenciaga and put Ye 24 for him running for president in 2024. And he said he was going to sell everything for $20 each. So like he bought a bunch of Balenciaga merch and he was just going to sell it for $20 when he put Ye 24 on it.
Yeah.
So there's a
that was before. Didn't this thing like that was kind of that, yeah.
Yeah, he did that before. Of course, I'm not saying that he did that after that happened.
Okay, got it.
So, you know, there's the conspiracy theory that because he did that, that after everything that was said and done, that there this is like a plot to tear down the brand. Now, I'm not one to deep dive into conspiracy theories because like some things make sense, some don't. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. some people are just like everyone's in the Illuminati, but then if mm-hmm. everyone's in the Illuminati, does the Illuminati even exist? Like, I don't want to get too crazy about it. And I don't see how a brand's going to be like, oh, I'm going to tank my own brand. But however, when you actually look at the owners of some of these brands with an S, there's very few owners at the top who have multiple different brands. So that even like them losing one brand on the sake of like bringing down the value of it. So that if Kanye was actually going with, you know, doing Ye 2024 on Balenciaga merchandise that he's selling for $20, if they kill the brand, then it kills what he might be trying to do as a campaign.
Okay, so I was just trying to piece it together in my mind. Okay, so you're saying Balenciaga like could potentially be killing their own brand?
Yeah, because I mean, and that's the conspiracy theory out there, you know, that's being pushed out there. But also, and I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I mean, no one really wants to. You think no one really wants to kill their brand, but a lot of times when you look at all of the big owners of everything, like sometimes it's just a couple of owners who own many, many brands and can afford to, right? So I don't know.
Right. No. All right, I hear you. All right, yeah. So anyway, so that was my little internet gone wild. Those are two little tidbits that I see.
Let me get into. I don't have a joke of the day, but have you ever heard of he or she's a 10 butt?
No.
Okay, so there was this thing going around on social media, and it would be like, okay, well, she's a 10, but her hair smells. You know what I mean? And then you would be, and then it would be like, well, what do you rate her? Okay, right. That brings her down to like a 6. So, or he's a 2, but he's 6'5". And then be like, ah, okay, he's a 6, right?
Right.
So there's a thread about their 10s, and then they would say something that, you know, is either a flag or whatnot. And then you've got to give me what you would rate the person from there. All right?
Yep.
So she's a 10, but she doesn't return her shopping cart to the Coral.
Okay, she's still an 8.
She's an 8? I hate people who do that. I hate them. She's a 6.
I don't. I'm not. I because I'm kind of, well, I don't. Some depends on where it is, man. Like, I'll push it in the direction, make sure it's not bouncing up on the car. But after a couple of steps, I'm like, yo, really, bro? I'm not getting paid for this. I did my part. come on.
He's a 10, but he uses Axe body spray.
No knock to any white people. I just find that smell is like it's uniquely European. You don't find?
I think Axe body spray is to like Calgon body spray that we used to wear when we were 16.
So, maybe that's it. And I guess I'm used to the oils. Shout out to Akilah and his oils. But anyways.
Yeah. So Axe body spray. I'm sorry. You're a 6. You're a 6. I'm gonna do one last one, and then we're gonna call it a day there. But they're a 10, but they cough without covering their mouth.
Oh my God, you're a 4, bro. That's disgusting, G. Like, come on, coughing, feeling all the breeze. Like, yo, I just felt all the breeze and the particles from your mouth. That's.
Yep. So, but that's gonna be a little bit of a series. I'll give you guys a couple of those in the upcoming weeks, and see how you rate people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good people, that's our show. Thank you to our special guests. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, the Caribbean Curry House, and our amazing team. Any shout outs that you guys have for this week?
Yes. So first off, I got some birthday shout outs. So obviously, Savage, her birthday had passed. Big shout out to my boy Grizz. November 24th is his birthday. You guys check him out online. He talks all kind of inappropriate things on Instagram. It's dope. I think his handles, I think it might be Grizz online. Check Grizz, check Avon Barksdale. I can't remember, but the guy's out there in the streets. Big shout out to my brother, MCD Solo. His birthday also November 25th. So sending mad love to him, all that awesomeness. I know Blaster's DJ Blaster's birthday is coming up. So a shout out in advance to that. And actually, by the time you guys listen to this, we would have just done the draw for $2,400. So I'm congratulating the winner of that in advance, you know, for that OFC Lotto co-pack. But don't worry, guys. We still have $500 to give out every single week, and it's only $2 a month to take part. So, you know, you can't lose, and you're helping the community. You're spending money. You're basically taking part in an initiative that allows everybody to win. We're supporting community businesses and supporting you all as individuals. So get in contact with us. Aside from that, that is, I think that's it for my shout outs. Mad love to everybody. Queen Kai, you have any shout outs?
Ciao. It's Scorpio season, right?
No.
We just left out of Scorpio season.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay! Shout out to all the Sagittarius people. And that's it.
Yeah. mad love yo. Mm-hmm. I did we gotta thank Afrobeat MTL just for encouraging us, supporting the show, making it possible for this show to do what it's doing and to be able to evolve, and for creating outlets for it to be able to support community businesses.
And on that, can I get to the yams? Sweet, sweet yams.
CKUT and Island Organics presents a Christmas fundraiser for Resilience Montreal. Featuring DJs Cristobal Urbina, DJ Killjoy, Talentino, and the premiere of Mandala Hi-Fi. With Boss Man, legendary dub poet Zibs, Cali, with special guest Spoon B, and DJ Picante. Mandala Hi-Fi. $20 at the door. $25 after 11. Sunday, December 18th. Timmy's Bar, 900 Ontario Street East. This is an official CKUT co-presentation.
Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour with Pharoah Freeman, Queen Kaya, and Gina the Great. We are on live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and broadcasting Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment.
This is Luke D. Real food you want, come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Join Cinema Politica for our fall screening series. Monday, November 21st. Primera, a film on the Chilean uprising. Monday, November 28th, The Clabona Keepers, looking at indigenous land and water defenders on the west coast of Turtle Island. Monday, December 5th, Into the Weeds, a celebrated documentary that looks at the struggle against multinational pesticide company Monsanto. These films show on Mondays at 7 p.m., in room H110 at Concordia University, 1455 de Maisonneuve West, Metro Guy Concordia. Info, cinemapolitica.org. These screenings are a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
In the aftermath of her American and European tours, Myriam Gendron is coming home to Montreal with a single show at Cabaret La Tulipe on Thursday, December 8th. Come discover why tasteful musicians like Kurt Weill, Will Oldham, Bill Callahan admire Gendron's songs and stage presence. Myriam will share the evening with the dazzling fingerpicking of the great Glenn Jones. Tickets are on sale online. Don't miss this one. A heavy trip and CKUT Co. presentation.
C'était une jeune fille.
Je suis le frère de Martin. Je sais que c'est un bon père de famille. Je sais que c'est un collègue apprécié au bureau. Je sais que c'est un pas pire joueur de hockey. Je sais qu'il prend bien soin de sa fille qui vit avec des handicaps, même si c'est pas toujours facile. Mais je sais pas que Martin est une personne proche aidante.
Ce n'est pas toujours évident de le savoir. Apprenez-en davantage en visitant québec.ca/personnes-proches-aidantes. Les personnes proches aidantes, elles sont plus qu'on pense. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.
Geneviève Bergeron, 21. Hélène Colgan, 23. Nathalie Croteau, 23. Barbara Deniaux, 22. Anne-Marie Edouard, 21. Maud Aviernik, 29. Barbara Maria Kuznick, 31. Marise Laganière, 25. Marise Leclerc, 23. Anne-Marie Lemay, 27. Sonia Petit, 23.
December 6th is a dark building that haunts me. A number I can't erase from my memory. With every year that passes, still a difficult day, a painful reminder. It's hard to know what to say that hasn't already been said. About 14 women murdered. 14 women dead.
14 women murdered. 14 women dead. And it was 3 years after December